Well, good afternoon. This is Rob. Who's on, please?
Hi, Rob. This is Andres. How are you?
Andres, how are you?
Very good. And you?
I'm well, thank you.
Hi, Rob. It's Amanda. How are you?
Amanda, how are you? I'm wonderful, thank you.
Great.
So how is your weather in Florida?
Actually, it's raining. Are you where are you right now?
I'm in Indiana. It's raining in Indiana.
So Indiana. Where you're visiting the family?
I live here like for 4 months in the summer because Florida gets too hot for me. So I'm a snowbird. I escape.
That's good.
Yeah.
And what is the temperature right now?
Oh, it's about 70.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's probably 72 here now.
And no humidity?
No humidity. Nice, cool nights. And we're very lucky. We've had a very mild, very cool summer so far. It's been beautiful.
So, that's good. When are you coming back to Florida?
I will come back for voting
day,
November.
I know.
November 4th. Yeah, November 4th. So I can vote.
That's important.
It's important, yes.
Great.
So, all right, so we are now on monthly calls. What's on your mind?
Okay. In my mind, I have been thinking many things. First, I need to finally get organized on how to call, and the clients that have told us that we are not going to be calling, that's it. We're going to be calling every three months, that what they say, but I will put it anyway in the calendar for a short call monthly. I wanna try to fix. I did an agenda for the whole next semester of trips, and yeah. I realized that I'm gonna be traveling mostly 2 weeks, but not the whole week. Like 3 days in 1 week. It's gonna be two opportunities that I'm gonna be out of the office for each month on the next 6 months. That wise, I want to try to focus on the calls for clients on that 2 weeks, and I'm going to be ideally prospecting on the trip the other 2 weeks. I went the first time to Chile. Chile is I was born and raised in Chile, but it was not the country where I did mainly business. I just did small part of 2 deals, that's it. But now, I decided to start prospecting in Chile, and I went 2 weeks ago and see how it works. It's mainly people that used to know or used to do business with my family, and my parents. And it is ultra high network clients. The smaller family that I met, it was 100 million on network. And I think that there's a huge opportunity in Chile. What I did, I finally sit and talk and have a meeting with like 14 people. I even found a center of influence in Chile. They are lawyers, and they are friends of some of my friends, and we start talking about doing referral both ways. I give them referrals because they specialize in international taxation, and the Chilean clients, they need that. We sit, we talked a lot, and we finally decided that they are going to start working with us, and they are going to talk their deal that they have with JP Morgan and with another bank. And that was great. In that center of influence, I do not have a really strong center of influence, but I think that that one could get pretty big. Do you recommend something there?
Yeah, one of the things to do, and this is just a ritual I want you to adopt for all your centers of influence. In the folder, there's a section on, it's a page which says referrals given and referrals accepted, right? I want you to use that for all your clients as well as your centers of influence, but most important, your centers of influence. So you would make up a folder for this individual. You know, and again, I know you can't take things across the border, so you make it up when you go there or do however you get it done. But basically, you got to put something in his hand. So the reason is keeping over the years, you're not going to remember who gave you what introductions. Okay, you might because you have a fabulous mind, but most people can't remember exactly when they got it. Or who gave it to them. So you put down the name of the person that was introduced to you, and then the date they were introduced, and then the date they opened up the relationship, when you actually opened the account. And the same goes for the ones that you gave to them. The date you gave it to them, and then the date they actually started doing business. And then when you meet with them, you go through the list. And this reminds them of what they've done for you or what you've done for them. And here's the other thing. You call the center of influence and thank them on the day they open the relationship. Okay? So you call the center of influence, and then you call the client and you thank them. You thank them both for their business. Now, we can never do too much thanking, okay? We don't do enough of it. So you can send them a note, or you can call them, or you can do both. So the idea is to get into a conversation about that. So let's say I call Nico, and I thank him for introducing you to me. Right? It's been 3 months. We're starting our monthly calls. Nico, thank you again for introducing Andres. And this is in Amanda. And this is, things are going very well. I just wanted to thank you again. So what do you think the next thing is going to be out of Nico's mouth?
I have another one.
Bingo!
It is good.
Okay, and then I call you on the anniversary of when we started doing business. I said, this is the fourth anniversary of us doing business. I just wanted to thank you for doing business with me. And what are you going to say? That's wonderful. I've got a guy for you.
And what do you recommend if I... Like I'm thinking about the client. The client will be good to thank them any day because they are doing business with us. But I don't remember when they did open the account. I transferred all the accounts. I think we did it almost 4 years ago, but we opened the relation. We started the relation like 10 years back, 2008. And I don't remember. When it was. Do you have any recommendation there? We can invent the date?
Yeah, invent the date. Make it 10 years ago in October, you know, or whatever.
Okay. This year, it's going to be 10 years.
Yeah, just say that. This year, it's going to be 10 years of our relationship. and I just wanted to call and thank you. I mean, how many people do that? You know, American Express used to send a thing out every year and say, this is your, you know, 15th year of being a card member. Congratulations. They used to even send little gifts and things. Yeah, and I never forgot that. They don't do it anymore, probably because it worked. You know, just because something works doesn't mean we continue to do it, right?
I like it. It's a good idea. It's a good idea to implement this semester. Sometime this semester, we are going to do it in, could be October, November. And it could even be by, I don't know if I can do it by phone, but it could be in a process on 2 months, talking to all the clients. That could do it. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, it's very personal, and it's very, you know, look, life moves on very fast. And to hold on to those moments and the people that you care about is wonderful for everybody. And just thank the people along the way for the success you've had, and that's really what you're doing. And they go, this guy's awesome. He remembers me, you know.
I like you. Very good idea. And with the Chinese prospects, I'm sorry, do you have something else for that point?
No, I think that that's a nice point, and I have other ideas, but you know, I'll think of them as we go along here.
Okay. But I really like that one, the one that you just said. I think that it will be good to celebrate the 10 years. On the referrals, the Chilean referrals, I'm talking to very big families, important people, that they receive whatever I have to say 10 times a week. They don't talk to all the advisors. But in every case, I have the entrance. I have the reason why they will receive me in the office. One of the big families, the owner of the company, he received me, but it was just a courtesy for who I was. But when he started, he said to his assistant that he was going to give me only 15 minutes. But after all, we stayed talking like 2.5 hours.
That's a good sign.
He really enjoyed it. He was happy that day. He even sent some thanks to the people. I have a cousin, but he is the one that did the, I asked him to arrange the meeting. And he sent an email saying thanks for presenting me, to introduce me to this person. But I arrived here, I sent him an email, I give him a call, but there's nothing, there's no answer. And he was really happy with the meeting. He told me, I want to continue further, I want to do business with you. He's a tough guy. He is this kind of people that, I think he worth like between 400 million.
Mm-hmm.
And busy people. What do you think? What do you suggest on that case?
Invite him to dinner when you go back. I mean, that's a very personal thing. Maybe he goes, maybe he won't. Invite he and his wife to dinner, you know, take them out. Enjoy yourself, get to know each other. It's a personal relationship that's going to win it every time. You know, maybe you get your cousin to go with you. Maybe he can help. But it's all personal, you know, it's all It's very little to do with business. It's all, you know, his respect for your family and the relationship with them that he cares about. And he likes meeting you. So you just have to get in to see him again. That's the key. What else was I? Oh, listen, you talked about private equity offerings, right?
Yes.
I think that that is also a possible trigger, right? Access to private equity is very hard. And you guys have got a new international Asian private equity deal, I think, for clients with a minimum of $2 million. That's kind of sexy.
That's the only thing that I talk during the meetings. I don't even talk about bonds, equity, the regular stuff. I don't even talk about that. My only focus during that meeting with these high net worth individuals is private equity, private credit, and private real estate. On
March this year, I got the designation as a alternative investment director. And that's the tool that I'm using to prospect. Telling the clients that we can do something different.
Yeah, good. I just run with it and just pray that they do well.
The ones that I prefer is the private credit. Because private credit, it is not as sexy. It is not as, you're not going to triple your money, but at least once you start putting money, you start receiving interest. And the people can get an aid. Huh?
Right. And there's virtually no risk to you. The only risk is that your client wouldn't pay the bill. But the truth is that that's pretty riskless for you. The private equity, if it doesn't work, you're kind of a one-trick pony, you know? If it doesn't work, that's the only thing you sell them, then you're kind of screwed if it doesn't work. But the credit is never, it won't, you know, they won't stop lending him money if he's worth that much money, and he'll pay his bill. So that's a pretty riskless transaction for you.
I offer 8 credits and 2 private equity. And when I say credits, I am talking about real estate credit or regular credits, but it's 8 against 2. That's more or less my number.
Okay. And what kind of reception did you get? Did you sell any?
Awesome. Great. We are opening 4 accounts for a company, for a family that is big, that they can start with $2 million on each of the 4 accounts, and in 5 years they can have their 50, 60, 70, I don't know.
Wow. Nice.
But they told me, if you came to, when I arrived there, when they told me, if you came here to talk about bonds and equities, let's have some really good coffee, talk about your family, and that's it.
That's great.
But I told them that I was going to offer, or we were going to talk about something totally different. And they are already doing it.
Right. Now, do they have to have do you need securities to lend against, or is this...
No.
No, so they do it based on what?
They have an excess of cash. They're going to be transferring cash, and we're going to be investing in this kind of private deals. But I will not be lending against that deals, or they don't want to get leveraged. Nothing.
So this is the private equity deal.
This is in the alternative world. Everything that is private, you can do. You can is there is a way to do it with leverage. You can do it with leverage, and the company allows you. There's a way, and it's called an LAL, but I am focusing, or I am trying to prospect people that they have enough money that they don't need to borrow money to pay for that.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And nice. They are, I think that we are in front of something pretty good here with Chile.
I think so too. Now, can you carve out more time to go or no?
Yes, that why yes, I need to do it. I try to put an agenda for the next 6 months where I'm going to go and what dates. I want to start prospecting new two countries. I know that it's going to be really hard to add countries to my book, but I think it's going to be safe. And I will tell you why I think it's going to be safe. International rules for each country, it is changing on a really fast path.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you are going to find situations like the one that is happening right now in Nicaragua that can get your business in big trouble, or because the people need money, and right now they start taking money out because they don't have any work in Nicaragua. Mm-hmm. Or you can find some countries where they are changing their taxation laws, and the people have to bring, or they prefer to bring the money back to their countries.
Got it.
If I can add new countries like Chile and Peru, and they get on an important size where I can start flying there and working there, I could divide my practice in 4 or 5 countries. It will be Chile, Peru, Salvador, Guatemala, and with that 4, anything goes wrong in one of those, we have the other ones. That's an idea.
That's a good idea.
But that's the reason, and I'm ready to start prospecting in Chile, and also I want to do it because I have been traveling for work for the last 10 years, and every time that I go to all these countries, I'm alone. I am just, everything is work, 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 work. If I start going to Chile, I will fly on the weekends to be closer to my family and my friends. And I have not done it in 10 years. That is, now that I think about it, I think it has been too much.
Mm-hmm.
I should do this before, but I was not ready to do it.
Right, right. And maybe they, you know, you coming back as a successful guy with years and years of experience makes you more credible in that market too. You know, so there's nothing wrong with waiting. You did the right thing, I think. This is good. But I would not do, you know, this is your time, but I love the Chile idea. You have an advantage. You have a niche. You can leverage that niche. Work that for this year. Concentrate on that. Next year, add Peru. Don't make yourself crazy and get too thin, okay? Don't spread yourself too thin.
I would tell you the reason why I think exactly what you said. I think that you're saying the right thing. I will tell you the reason why it came Peru in the game. I was in Chile two weeks ago. I was visiting a client, and in the meeting, the client brought one of the finance director in the meeting. And the finance director, once they finish the meeting ends and all that, he told me that he want to introduce me to his center of influence in Peru. And he's going to be the one introducing me to the clients. I do not know the people in Peru. But that's the reason why I incorporated Peru, because there's a person that wanna work with us through Peru. It is an introduction that it came, and I was like, yes, I could leave it to next year, or they could do it with somebody else.
I'm with you. I'm okay with that. But don't go beyond that unless you know, they really introduce you, is my point. Don't do any more prospecting there. Just work with that center of influence.
Okay. Perfect. We're in the same lane.
Yeah, yeah. You can't say no to a person that wants to introduce you around to everybody. I mean, what the heck?
I agree. My niche is Palestine people or people from the Middle East that have been successful in Latin America. And when I told them that in the meeting, they told me, I have somebody that I want to introduce you that is a center of influence in Peru that knows all the Palestinian really rich families. And I was like, I want to know. I want to know her.
Right. That's okay. I'm with you. I'm all in.
Okay.
That's excellent. Yeah, because it's a niche, right? It's your niche. So you take your niche wherever, you don't go into another niche. You just concentrate on that niche. And you take that to wherever it goes because it's so easy compared to prospecting cold and trying to break in with everybody. No, when you're introduced, you go.
Okay.
And you'll be very successful with that. They like that. That's wonderful.
When I talk to my niche, I feel in a safe zone. I feel comfortable. Otherwise, it doesn't matter in what country they are. We're going to be talking exactly the same.
Yep. And the same with them. See, they feel safe. And so, you know, don't be hesitant. Don't hesitate. When you're in that niche and they're giving you business, then you don't need to be as particular about product. They'll do equities and bonds and all the rest because it's you and they trust you. Okay? So
that's good.
When you get that, then they kind of open up the door and you can walk through with everything you've got. You know,
perfect.
And it's good for them, as you know, right? I mean, you're going to do the right thing for them. So it's a good thing, you know. Yeah, when they say yes and open the door, you go in and take care of them like it's your parents, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I will let you know how it goes with that. Hopefully, I'm going to be back in Chile in September and in November.
Okay. Smart.
And from there, we're going to play. Okay. Another subject. Did you have time to check my LinkedIn?
No, but I'll look at it now. Let me look. Aren't you good? So you updated it, huh?
Yes. I did work on that. I updated. I focus, I don't know if you noticed, but I focus everything on the alternative side. When it says what I do, is the first thing that it says, alternative investments. Not bonds and stocks. I go somewhere else. I did some changes last week with the story, but also with the global franchise. I'm sitting with too many people that doesn't know anything about Morgan Stanley. When I talk to them about Morgan Stanley, they answer me after a few minutes that they are thinking that I'm talking about JP Morgan.
Yeah, I know. It's the same guy, right? JP Morgan. It's the same guy. He just broke up into two companies, you know.
But 80 years ago.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I put a slide there on in somewhere also in my webpage showing the global franchise that we have a global position. But if you can take a look and tell me if you think that there's something missing that I should put there to show myself as somebody that has a hope, that I didn't want to put exactly my niche. I didn't want to put that I'm working with the colonies of Latin America or at least, the Middle Eastern, like the Jewish or the Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
I just put successful entrepreneurs and successful and family owners. And the alternative world is something that I need to focus on. Alternative investment director is all over, or wherever I could put it, I put it. At least that opens the door to the people that want to hear something different.
Mm-hmm.
That's one point that I wanted to ask to you. Third point is about any recommendation from a view of somebody that receive a phone call saying, the people that I'm targeting is my dad's or even older age. They are between their 65, over 60 above, not more than 80. Normally they work with a family office or they work with a finance director inside their companies. They have a net worth of over 100 million, and that's the target of what I'm trying to reach. I have been doing, on my last trip to Chile, there's a person in the other office, in the office that we have, well, I don't know if I told you, but we are moving from Nico's office. It's supposed that today we were going to be physically starting today in the other office, but there was a delay on some of the cables that have to plug, and we're going to be in downtown office. And there, I met a lady that I told you last time that you asked me to arrange a meeting. I talked to her, and she's more than glad to have a conversation with you. I told her about Supernova and all that. She's a nice lady, pretty experienced, 54 years old, and 28 years doing this. Mm-hmm. Whenever you have time, she's open on her calendar. When can you have a meeting with her?
I can do it on Wednesday, I think. Let's see. Do you want me to have Cindy arrange it, or do you want to? How do you
okay.
want to do that?
No. If you want to arrange it through Cindy, she's expecting your information.
Okay.
I told her that I was going to do it, but if Cindy does it, perfect. I will send her an email telling her that Cindy will write and to arrange a phone call with you. I told her that if we were going to be doing some business together, like partnering, first we're going to be 6 months just working on some of her clients that she want me to visit once I go to Chile. I'm trying to grow together. If it works, on the next, after we're going to be like that until January next year.
Okay.
We're going to evaluate after that, after January, and then we're going to continue on a slow motion pace from January to July next year. And July 2019, we're going to decide if we want to continue and grow as partners or we continue exactly the same way that we have been until now.
Excellent. What's her name?
It's called Veronica. And I will send you their information by email. In that case, you don't have to write anything. I will send, I will write you their information. I will send you. I will send you and Cindy, or just you, and you tell Cindy. How are you going to work it?
Either way, I mean, both is great. Just copy Cindy in if you have her email there.
Yes, I do.
Okay, terrific.
Rob, this is the info of Veronica. If you need more information, please let me know. Okay?
Yeah, sweet. Thank you. That's very nice of you.
I told her, let me see here, Veronica, I will put. It, as we spoke, it would be good if the two of you have a chat. Okay. I'm sending you right away. I'm copying Cindy and I'm copying Amanda.
Yeah, I like your LinkedIn site. It looks complete.
Perfect. That's good. Thank you.
Yeah. There's no gaping holes or.
It was Veronica works alone. She has her own practice with two assistants that one is transitioning to an FAA and the other person will stay as an assistant. But she is a solely practitioner that she has a group. Her group is called Neutrino. That's why you're going to see the, in her information, the Neutrino group, but it's her group.
Okay.
There you are. Contact Veronica Lopez Lopez.
Excellent. The date is 7:30. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Any recommendation for Amanda and me for the next step that we're gonna go in this office. Nico's office is great. He's great. The people here is awesome. But we are 35 or at the most, let's see, 40, 50 advisors. I don't know how many. But at the most, we are 50 advisors. We're going in an office where they are 150.
Mm-hmm.
It is three floors. Big office. Many people moving around. Any recommendation? Like right now, we have not even get there, and we have some offers to do business with some teams. There were three offers with three teams, but we accept only one, that is Veronica. Do you recommend something like on this start? What we should start putting attention?
No, I would not. I'd concentrate on building your business and meet people and be cordial and be nice, but I wouldn't do, I like the way you're doing it with Veronica. I think that's the best way to do it, rather than getting, you could get really distracted with all that. I mean, it's nice to get to know people and go to lunch and meet them and all that, but don't get sucked into a bunch of conflicting conversations, because it'll overwhelm you. And you got a great opportunity here. I don't want to see you distracted from that.
Okay.
Concentrate on that. You know, if somebody is retiring and they want you to take over their business, then that's different. But if they're just looking to, you know, make themselves bigger or something, I don't see the big advantage to doing that. I mean, yeah, there's an advantage to having a partner, okay? One partner. Because when you're on vacation, they can cover for you. Unless they're specialized and really bring some big story, that, you know, you don't need them. You know, would it be nice sometime? But I'd rather see you build your own team or be an equal partner with somebody. I don't want you joining a team where you're not important, okay?
No, I agree with you. After thinking a lot, I will not join. And when we talk about this with Vero, if we decided to create a team, I wrote a paper, 2 pages paper, where I put all the description that what is going to happen on the next 24 months. Every 6, what we're going to do. And after the 12 months, if we decided to go as a team, her team is called Neutrino. I know it's only her, but we are going to evaluate if we are going to keep the name or we are going to change it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be part of somebody else's team.
No, I don't want you to be. You're too good at this. I think let's see how this thing goes with Chile and Peru. I think you're on to something.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. I don't want to see you not, you know, take advantage of that and get absorbed by somebody else. And,
sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if it, you know, call me when you think something is too good to be true, or you think it's so wonderful that you need to act on it. Use me on those. You know, otherwise, just get to know people, be nice. You don't have to say no, you just say not now. You know, I'm concentrating on this right now. I've got to get settled, and I've got a lot of other things on my plate, and so on. Just be nice. Be your good self, you know?
Perfect. Perfect. Sounds good, Rob. And what do you think about trying to organize the practice on calling the clients during 2 weeks and the next 2 weeks that I'm going to be mostly out prospecting?
That's fine. You can organize your practice any way that works for you, just as long as you call them every month. That's the idea. You can work for 2 weeks calling and then 2 weeks out. Great. Does that work?
I will try. I'm not sure if I will be able too much, but I will try to do it in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. I mean, that's going to work for you, and that gives you the time you need to prospect, and that's more efficient. That's terrific.
Okay. I'm gonna try doing that, and I will let you know next month, because the first trial, it will be in August.
Okay. Great.
In that case, late August, I will tell you if it's working for me or it's not.
Yeah, I mean, don't make yourself crazy. Don't try and do too much. You can only be in one place at a time. But on the other hand, when you're excited and there's a lot of opportunity, we all tend to have a little more energy, don't we?
That's right. And the problem is that when we started in the Supernova program, What I want is to get 2 hours, I get out in the office 2 hours earlier.
Right.
And what I'm saying is I'm getting deeper or more time in the office working with growing the practice, but it's just the way it is, what I decided at least for 2018, and let's see how it goes 2019.
And that, you know, look, that your energy is good. That's what counts, right? I mean, balance your life. Remember what we talked about, spending when you're there, be there. When you're home, be home. Don't be distracted. Don't be on your cell phone. Don't be texting. Be with your family. Concentrate on them. Quality of the time is much more important than just being there. Okay? So concentrate when you're at work. Concentrate on work when you're at home. Concentrate on home. Don't be distracted. Either place. Okay?
Okay. Sounds perfect.
Andres, you gotta listen to that. Andres, you gotta listen to that.
I'm trying.
So difficult to get distracted.
Yeah, I know. We all are ADD to a certain extent these days. Just try and be where you are. When you're in Chile, be in Chile. When you're in Peru, be in Peru. When you're at home, be at home. Don't be in Peru. Okay.
Okay.
Have
Rob.
A great month. I'll talk to you in a month. Thanks.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much. Have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Amanda. See you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What's your social security number?